the sound. How would you describe in words the sound of your horn?
Background music? Should I turn that off? Or?
Yeah, whatever you like, sure. I don't know how much it's interfering, but...
Here, we'll just... Simple fade out.
Yeah, that's fine. What are you busy looking up?
I was going to go look up what that strain was, because I'm curious now that you...
Well, isn't it written on the bank?
It might be, anyway. Oh, okay. This is medium THC, low CBD.
Well, what do you mean, medium THC? They don't give you a number?
They do. They say 11 to 18%.
11 to 18? They give a range that much?
Yeah.
They don't know?
I guess it depends on... It's. We were just watching the other day. There's a Netflix special, and now I can't remember what it's called, but it's all about, like, random facts.
Right.
And it's this documentary sort of about weed and how part of the problem is that it's difficult to... know exactly the effects of a particular strain are because they drift so much.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't know
the effects.
So by
legalizing and regulating it, they can get closer to...
Well...
Know, like, we know what a glass of wine is and what equivalent of a beer or a shot is.
But the fact that they don't... When I buy my weed, it's specifically... They've tested it. They've got... Maybe it's smaller batches, but they know the percentage of THC. This is 22,
right.
This is 19, this is 11.8, whatever.
Well, I guess this is within this one's range, and then...
But is that from the government website, or is this...
Yeah, this is from the government OCS website.
Okay.
It's the Tangerine Dream.
Okay.
And it was, 11 to 18%.
And your complaint is that it doesn't talk about the flavor
or
the feeling you get from smoking.
Or it has a description where...
Okay, let's read the description.
Did this go to... I feel like looking at the prices, it's now cheaper than it was a week ago, and that sucks.
Well, how much is it now?
Well, now 3.5 grams is $35.
And if it's a little closer, just a little over 10. Well, that's more in keeping with mine. So you paid a premium when you first bought this.
I guess so, because we all got 3.5 grams and it cost like $50-something. If I recall correctly.
There's another charge. Maybe you're not recalling correctly, but anyway.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but we are, I think it's time to at least introduce what it is,
probably,
we are and what we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, I should go first.
Well, I'm looking at you. You could, you know. Give you a little responsibility so you feel you're really an equal part of the show. Because otherwise, you just... When you see that picture that we have, the logo...
Right, and I'm in the
perfect,
back.
Because you're in the back and you're down. You're not smiling. You look like... I look old and wise and, you know, like
the
a
common
sage.
Complaint about my podcasting is that I just appear as a guest on things. I don't actually podcast.
Well, the thing is...
How I like
not,
it.
Not just a guest, but a lazy guest.
Not a lazy guest.
I mean, your
guest.
Performance... Your performance... I'm sorry, I didn't want to bring this up because I've already scolded you. But your performance on the 100 best albums was deplorable.
Deplorable?
I've gone to deplorable. On doing the Who's Tommy. I like that. I like that one. Turn It Up. That was basically all we got from you.
Was that all you got from me? I thought I had more to say about.
You didn't think it belonged on. The thing is, I have mixed feelings about it because I've also got to give you credit for being the only person who's ever going to. Well, why did you choose this one? Well, because I wanted to listen to it and didn't have an excuse.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah.
So I give you credit for that. But
Jason wanted me on the show. He didn't tell me how I was supposed to pick.
Oh, he wanted you on the show, so he asked you.
Yeah, he's polite because he has his
showable
people on his podcast. Yeah,
he
asked me.
He came to you first.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I picked something that would...
Well, that explains things. You see, the average listener wouldn't know that.
Wow.
That you could afford not to give a shit about that album because, hey, the guy asked me, what do you want?
People come to me to be on their shows, so, you know, I don't have to
100% all the time. Are you trying to suggest something here that...
No,
I'm
going
to start feeding. Nobody comes to me and asks them to be on their shows.
Well,
the one show I was on of his, he discounted as a show. Like, what's the beef that guy has with me? Let's get this out in the open now.
So many. I don't want to disclose what happens in the private Shovel chat.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, everybody else does, though. Like, that's another thing. There's another talk about this is it. You got this private channel going on that I'm not privy to. I have no idea what's going on in there.
No,
and you guys are
private.
Digging up dirt on everybody. I know.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing you guys got going.
Yeah, yeah. We got our own little crew, and I'm glad I have one. You know, it's been a long time coming.
I just found out today there's another secret meeting going on in Montreal. I didn't know that.
Really?
I just found out. You don't know either? No, you wouldn't.
With who?
With who? Okay. So what was you told today was a special day? What's special about today?
Today's the anniversary of Bob Goyich's death.
Yes. So Bob's from Montreal. So
okay,
Mark,
so Bob, maybe.
Mark
okay.
is meeting up with Kat.
Okay.
And Julian.
Oh, excellent.
And of course, Mark's wife.
Yes. Well, that sounds like a good meetup.
It sounds like a good meetup. You were supposed to supply her name for me, Mark's wife.
Andrea,
yeah.
So I figure everyone that listens to this knows all of those people.
Yeah. Well, this is one of the things I would have liked to have talked about, community. Because what we're talking about, the fact that you and I are sitting here recording a Gappage in Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
although we've done this before.
In Hamilton?
Oh, my God, Brent. The last one we did, the last real one we did.
Oh, okay, sorry, the last real one we did. Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Anyway,
so
all right. We'll let that slide by, right. But you're slipping, boy.
Already?
You're slipping. Oh,
we're
yeah.
just starting, and I'm starting to slip. That's not a good sign.
All right, so we never got around to introducing yourself. I think people know by now, but what this is, too.
Oh, well, this is Gappage episode, I don't know what, and we're doing a podcast live at my new house in Hamilton. I'm Brent from Hamilton.
Yes, thank you for getting that right this time, because you didn't get that right on the other show either.
And I have Ken
Bowen here. Well, he didn't get it right either.
He's my first house guest here at the house in Hamilton.
It's an honor. It is an honor. And I'm certainly doing very well. I assume you are too.
Yeah.
I've got a very nice beer on the go, a porter in a perfect glass.
Mm-hmm.
You've got wine because you're on a diet.
Yes, and I weighed myself again today. I'm still losing weight.
You're still losing weight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
I lost a few more pounds this week, so.
Your head looks a little smaller.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
It's my ego. It's living with Brandy. It's, you know, we're just the ego.
Yes. Well, I think she's a little boy in the long. She's got her work cut out, but in the long run, she's going to do a good job, I'm sure.
I'm sure she will. So, yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
And we're here because...
we're here.
Well, we're here and someone's...
Because
it's Anthony's birthday party tonight.
Because it's Anthony's birthday. Another historic occasion.
Yeah.
So we've got this one.
Yeah.
We've got the one Mark's doing. And did you watch the Pablo 8 video today or...
I saw that, yes.
Yes. I caught that a couple of... That was so much fun bringing that back. And there's, okay, that's 10 years ago. Wow.
It's...
You see how people have changed...
Yes, everyone looks so young and
different
there.
And young, but there was real enthusiasm. That was a big deal. I was a big pab. It was a big event.
We were all still excited about. I was still excited about podcasting.
And we kind of lost.
I took it seriously
along the way. Yeah, well, we all.
I wasn't phoning it in back then.
So what is it? What is it we've lost? Because we've still got community, but it's fractured a little more now. Right? We don't have a big gathering.
I think
we need a big gathering.
We need a big gathering. I think it just has a lot to do with. You know, people grow up, and that was 10 years ago. Now most of those, a lot of those people maybe didn't have kids, now have kids, now have other things going on, and jobs, and, you know, it's...
Yeah, life basically takes
life,
over.
Life took over, and it's been fascinating for me to watch.
It's good that we still have it, though. I mean, we still do have a community.
Right, yeah, we're fractured. We still all talk to each other.
That's when there's two people we can honor today, and one is Bob. We've lost, tragically, but Maya, he sure did his work before he left, because he left a legacy.
Yeah.
And the other one is Anthony, turning 50 today, which is a landmark, you know, passing. And he has done a lot to reconnect the podcast community by holding his event in July.
Yeah, MMPR is the highlight.
Bringing in the Americans.
I go
with Dave Brodbeck, another you know, well-known persona in the community. Hey, we got the head of fucking psychology from Algona University in our community. How's that?
Yeah.
You fucking wannabe upstart, you know, podcasters. Who the fuck are you got? You got a psych prof? You got Dr. Dave? Well, fuck you then.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. Well, there's that Hamilton meetup of podcasters that I haven't gone to yet, actually. I found some...
Oh, you're too good for that.
Hamilton podcaster group.
And yeah.
I should go meet up with them.
Do you feel like you want to be part of that group? Or do you... You must know. Do you know any of the people?
I don't know any of the people.
See, there's lots of Toronto ones I don't want to be part of.
I know. I feel like I know the people... And the impression, and I didn't look too carefully, but the impression I got from them is that they weren't all the money people, doing this as a coaching thing or whatever. It's like, when I saw them, I'm like, oh, these are another group of these amateur people, and it's...
Well, then you have a duty.
There's a duty, right, responsibility to scout them out, and if they seem like they're cool...
But you see, if you actually did that, I could see... Wow, Brent really is making progress.
Okay.
Because now you've brought it up. This is the first step. You know, as soon as, now that you've vocalized, you know you have to.
Right.
Obligation,
yeah.
Responsibility on you to actually get in there and report back.
Right. And to meet the people and to say, hey, are you
How
guys,
often do they meet?
I haven't looked at it since right before I moved. So I don't know if they're still meeting. You want to get busy
on that and just track it down. And,
right.
Hey, boys, can I come?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, something nice introduction like that. How would you introduce yourself, you know? Let me just practice. Pretend I'm one of the guys here. You've just walked in. You recognize that must be the podcast group.
I would say,
Don't say, I would say. Actually, say, I'm the person. Right?
Are we now talking?
I want you to act for what you're going to do. I'm just putting you on the spot here.
I see. Well, it's, you know, hey.
No, that's too much, you know.
Hey, I'm new in town, and I've been podcasting, and I thought I'd find some more... podcaster friends,
that's not in the least bit convincing as an actor. You're sort of reading what you
don't have
script.
To act. I am a podcaster.
Well, I'm asking you, no, but I'm asking you to pretend.
What
I've
kind of
never
show
met
you.
You've walked in.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Brent, but
you're doing it like this is what I would say. I want you to say it to me.
You're
looking the other way. You're not introducing yourself to me. You come once more. I'll give you just like pretend. You understand what I'm saying? We've created a scenario here.
Okay. Good. Okay. Improv mindset.
Okay.
All
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm Brent.
Oh, hi there, Brent. I'm Ken. Nice to meet you.
How are you doing? Good. Your podcast? What kind of show you do? I've already fucked it up.
Yeah. It's a little abrupt. We're done with this. We're basically done.
See, I'm just going to say hi to them and just...
You're not going to get anywhere with this group. They won't even talk to you.
Why? You've been here long?
Yeah.
You come here a while?
Yeah. You're sounding too needy now. You don't want to be too needy with this group. You want to go with a little bit of confidence.
Okay.
You're on a first-name basis with fucking Dr. Dave Brodbeck.
That's true.
Okay?
Okay.
Walk in knowing that. Walk in.
Okay,
and the first thought, you're looking at that guy. Who's that asshole? I don't know. But I know Dave Brodbeck and Anthony Marco.
Right. I'm a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to go in
with
that level of
confidence. I know Mark Blevins before he was a big deal.
Yeah. Ooh, that is a good one to have.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking...
I knew Julian Smith when he was just like some kid, you know?
Yeah, now you're exaggerating a little. You've always sucked up to Julian. You've always been a fanboy.
Yeah, that's true.
But the first time, I was thinking again today, all those videos and the celebrating Bob and so on reminded me of the very first meeting that I attended in Montreal. With the one that Bruce Murray didn't come to, the famous cardboard cutout meeting. First time I met Mark, and did not like the guy. Just didn't like Mark.
No.
You probably don't know this, because Mark and I talk about it often. No, did they? Who the fuck is this asshole? Tall guy, he's got a loud shirt on, Hawaiian type.
What was
he was
problem?
Running around organizing this shit, and he was doing the thing, the joke for Bruce, like... Everybody thought Bruce was coming. Bruce faked it and would phone and say, I'm lost, I'm almost there. And he wasn't. He was still back in Nova Scotia.
I see.
And Mark had to deliver and put out a big cardboard cutout of Bruce's picture on a chair. But Bob and Kathy didn't find it a lot funny because she was, they were really worried about this poor guy's lost. And Kathy, I think, even went to the bus depot looking for somebody. And there was
really?
Something crazy.
Yeah. Wow. That's
a big deal. And that was,
I mean,
Mark engineered a lot of that.
If you don't know him, maybe he can look like a jerk. I don't know.
Who?
Mark.
Mark.
Yeah.
Well, he did. You know, the first meeting, is, I, you know, the hell's this guy? Like, I knew. I knew.
You gotta get, you gotta get used to it. Used to it. Well, much like, much like you. I've heard people, there's a, people find you abrasive. And I'm like, no, you gotta get to know him. No. That's just, that's just the way Ken is. He's just, you know, he's a little prickly.
I kind of like that. I don't believe it for a moment, but I'd like that if that was true. If people found
he's just kind of antagonizing. You antagonize people on purpose, and you know you do it.
Ooh, I like the sounds of that. Is that right?
You do it to me constantly, and it's
fun. Oh, well, you, yeah.
You're it's fun to watch.
You're just target practice.
It's fun to watch you do it. You're just talking to strangers. You try and inject antagonism and a little conflict just to get people talking. Like, serious.
Yeah, but just
you're not trying to start a fist fight.
You know,
fight,
I've been that way all my life. That has been one of my survival techniques.
Is to just,
I mean, even in high school, just poke
hit people against each other.
Just poke a little bit.
To make
them
somebody,
see what kind of reaction you're going to. Just poke them.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you do. That's like when we're at a bar and you start talking to some ladies or something. You say just offhand things and you get away with it because you're, you know, a kindly old man.
I'm old. Yeah. That's a different thing. That's a different
impulse.
But I remember being in high school, like kids from Dorval Machine met the first time. We're sharing this. The kids are bussed in from Dorval. So already got two tribes. You got the Dorval kids you don't know, and you got the Machine kids, which are your friends and live in your neighborhood. You play with these guys. So first day, new class, walking down, got my books under my arm. Kid from Dorval, small bunky ass little thing, sticks his foot out and goes, trips me, and I go sprawling and the books go following. What a fucking asshole thing to do. But I didn't get up, walk over there and punch him in the face. I just, what a fucking asshole. Never forgot the guy. But see, I wouldn't do that kind of thing. I just poke.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't trip somebody and watch them fall. I'm not really mean-spirited.
No, you're more of a...
I just want people to
wake up. You're more of a trickster,
up.
You know, every...
Trickster.
You know,
yeah.
You know, every mythology has its trickster
so
character.
So is this why...
You're the Loki of podcasting.
Is this why other Jason doesn't want me on his show?
Other
is this
Jason.
Why he's...
are we talking about irregular Jason?
Irregular Jason, yeah.
Right.
Well, you'd never call the other Jason other Jason.
No, The there's Jason, normal Jason,
there's normal
and there's
Jason.
A regular Jason.
You call me regular Jason.
Yeah, because it seems rude to say abnormal.
Yeah, different. I mean, other Jason is good enough. Isn't
I guess.
Not?
I guess. You,
Big
you,
Jason.
Yeah. What
Big
were you
Jason.
Talking about?
Big Jason. Well, we were introducing the show. We were telling people what show we're on, what podcast we're doing.
Well, this is definitely Gappage. I'm not sure if that's actually coming.
I think it's our best episode, yeah.
I think so. I think.
And we wanted that because we have the best picture yet. Like, that was so funny. And that all came from you. You see, this is... See, a lot of people won't get this, but listen to me on this one, because you post a little picture of yourself with your new phone. Look at my new phone, and you got these little characters there.
It's Iron Man.
Yeah. But, of course,
do you want to take a picture with Iron Man? Like, you put Captain America?
No, thank you. But, of course, it's setting yourself up so everybody can tease you about it, because that's why you did it. Like, look what I can do. Ha ha. And it was like a game you started. And, bam, there was just...
I have more activity on that photo. That photo is going to come up in my memories for years to come.
Well, what I get out of it was suddenly I posted mine with a cup of coffee because I'm driving back from Waterloo. You know, I'm in a roadside stop. Well, this is fun. I'm in a bar drinking coffee. I can interact with Brent. So you're in real time.
Yeah.
Playing this game.
Yeah.
Just put the coffee. I thought it was a good one.
I thought it was good. I thought it was very realistic looking, that coffee.
It was. Then Anthony takes it a step further and doctors the picture. See? And then I figure, well, who's doing that? So I go and download an app, a trial, and I've got you in the background from a picture and myself, and do this, click this other picture. Like, wow, that does look neat. And that's what I'm very proud to have that as our Gappage thing. Now, of course, the funny part about it is it makes me look good, and you're just, you got half your head in the
you
back.
You took out the
kind
cool,
of frowning
yeah, I'm like,
and so on.
Well,
you
I'm
don't
just
even
sitting at my desk
guys.
At work.
I know.
Booting up, had a minute to kill. Yeah. And
but it's funny, and that's the kind, that's an example of the kind of what I call poking, right? I'm poking. I'm going to get up this picture that I think is funny, because I always want to pretend the fact that, no, I'm the wise one on this podcast. You know, you're just lucky you're on it with me.
But right, that's
all along I pretend we're 50-50. It's just average 50-50.
Right, right. Right. So, you do a good job of feigning that it's also my show.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's my show. It's my show when someone needs to take responsibility of it not being put out in a while. I feel like that's, and I'm happy to do that because of this persona of the lazy podcaster.
Run that by me again. You're saying you're taking responsibility.
I don't take responsibility. I think you foist responsibility on me.
Well, I also
when the show, you know, is much delayed, like it has been, like we're
I've taken
50 episodes in 10 years. Like
I've taken you on as a project. The same way I tried to take on Adam Greatrix, but he just refused to play.
Well, he's more strong-minded
I worry about him a little bit, though. Like, his tweets or posts, I think most people, like, it's way above the level of most people. I don't know
He's operating on a different wavelength. I've often admired him because some of the podcasts that he puts out, you're like, I can't. How did you even put those things together?
How did
you
even put those things together? Like, they are works of art. Like, I've said this before, though, and I'll take credit for it now. He is the only one of all of us who is still a true artist. I mean, this is his artist.
He's a poet. We're all just...
He's a poet, a podcast
poet. Screwing around, but he actually...
layers he puts on, but it takes hours and time. But what I miss... I've got a couple on backlog. Because I want to hear Adam again. I want Adam back. I want the person.
Right,
He speaks through his art, but I still want to know what's really going on. And so the problem is, if he was here, closer, you'd see him. Once you're out in BC, that's a fuck of a long way from the center of the universe.
Right, right. Which we're doors.
I mean, it's further than Ohio. Do you know we have Ohio listeners? At least two?
Who's in Ohio that listens? Do we know someone in Ohio?
We know, at least, in fact, there are a couple.
There is a couple that listens to it.
Now, I think they listen separately.
Okay.
I don't think they listen at the same time.
But who's you'll have to tell me later.
Have I got the wrong state here? Maybe it was Iowa.
No, I think it is Ohio. I think so. I think that town is in Ohio. Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, is a town.
Or it's a city.
Is it? Would you call Parma a city, or would you call it an outskirt?
I don't know. I've never been there.
You've never been to Parma?
No.
I have a pretty good chance. I almost have an invitation to go there.
Really?
I think if I went to...
I think you might have more an infrontation than an invitation.
Infrontation, I think.
Infrontation. Nice.
That's nice. Mixing confrontation. So that's what I do with people. I give them infrontations. I'm an infrontation master.
I'm looking forward to seeing you operate at this party tonight, because I think, you know what I'm excited for is seeing Anthony's not podcast friends. This will be the first time we go to a thing and it's not just all podcasters.
Yes, well, we're holding up the podcast.
I think
we had a responsibility to
here's my weird nerd friends, and then it's like everybody the normal people that know...
They'll all be comrades. They'll all be comrades, everybody else. This is why I brought two pins with me to wear.
In case I need to
infrontate somebody. I mean, it may not be necessary. We could just be nice to everybody.
We could. I plan on being nice to everybody, but
I'll do my best.
You may slip. You may slip. I have faith, but. We go to an atheist church. Faith only goes so far.
So, I don't even know if we mentioned that we have sampled the wares. That's probably quite clear to some people by now, that we sampled the stuff you got from the OCS.
I did.
And it's very good.
It is. I ran
one of the nicest I've ever. I'm very impressed.
Our last podcast, real podcast, is me talking about not smoking weed, but we tried some at our...
Well, that's why I put out a little PSA plug. You probably didn't even see the little plug I put out today. Is Brent still...
I did see that. I was busy doing
off
stuff.
Weed or something?
Comment on it. But I'm back on it maybe once a week or once every couple weeks. Very little. And I had some that... lasted me for 3 months.
I'm not allowed to talk about that other project.
Oh.
It'd be a giveaway. Because you don't...
Ran out the other day and decided to order from the internet. And I thought it would take 2 weeks to get here, because that's what I've been hearing. Only took like 3 days.
Well, it should. I mean, it's not. Yeah, that's not. It's only when they're backwards.
I think the first week went to shit. I heard a lot of bad stories.
We don't want to talk about the postal strike, do we? Postal worker, especially on Anthony's birthday.
I don't want to insult him. In fact, I was working from home on the day, because I had a doctor's appointment, on the day that the week got delivered. I got to meet my postman. He seemed pretty cool.
Well, all the ones I deal with are really nice, friendly people.
I just hadn't met him because I'm at work all the time.
But there is that kind of feeling. People are sort of taught to not like the post office. But see, what I don't get is why. It strikes me that it's artificial, the fighting, like between us and the management, the workers and the management. This division is insane to me, and you don't see that in Japan. We're the post office. We are all one. And you have to eliminate the division between the unionized workforce and a management. Same within schools. Oh, there's a principal and then there's the teachers. No, we're all one. Everybody has a responsibility to make this the best school possible.
We're all one until
everybody,
the two sides, one different.
It should
things.
Be publicly owned, and then but there shouldn't be two sides.
But
everything
should all be the same side.
You should be working. This is the Japan model. You work for Toyota. You make those cars the best you can. Every engineer, everybody sweeping the floor, everybody doing everything. This is my responsibility to make this company good. This company is feeding me, looking after me.
I'm with you for a lot of that, but Japan has like weird work culture where people.
Well, they have an identity on top of it. It's part of their corporate. It comes with the Japanese identity. We are one people. We are responsible to each other. No other country has that, or few other countries. And the government can't impose that. You've got to be born into that culture of we have a responsibility.
Well, I mean, as a humanist, or, I'm a liberal, ish, centrist Canadian.
Me?
I'm a, you're a different liberal. I'm more centrist Canadian.
Okay.
And I feel like we sort of have that, we're all in this together, and I'm a humanist.
But there's no thing that's come up that we have to sort of fight over, choose over. But to me, it is, it's the nature, I guess, of the capitalist beast. But there's something wrong. There should not be. And meanwhile, the public gets punished. Can't get your mail. Can't get your weed. Well, why? Because these two guys are fighting. Well, why are those two guys fighting? Like it's like a schoolyard. Well, why did that kid push that kid? Well, I don't know. He said something.
Right.
Our whole culture, and this is what frightens me. And I'm almost glad I'm going to be dead before it happens. Is that we need a huge paradigm shift, to borrow that old phrase. Of our whole way of thinking, the capitalist system, the inequality between rich and poor, the unfairness, the unjustness of so much. And right now is the time, it's like a pimple that's just thrown up with the Donald Trump presidency, of the disgusting nature of behavior, politics, of being money, of this polarization, this ridiculousness. Whoa! Ooh, stick a pin in that and let that pus run out.
I fucking hate Donald Trump and all of his people, but that polarization happens on both sides of the aisle. I went to that.
I wasn't seeing the socialists or the Democrats or the good guys.
Okay, well, the polarization affects both. I went to the debate, Monk debate, a couple weeks ago, and had extremists on the left call me a Nazi and a racist for going to a debate. I got like yelled and screamed at for standing in line to go see a guy talk.
Do you want to act this one out? Would that help or anything?
Do you want me
to scream at you?
No, thank you. I had enough of that.
Because I did hear this story, but this is for the benefit of the Gappage listeners.
Right. So I went to the Monk debate with David Frum and. Yeah.
You went with him?
Steve Bannon? No, he was on the one of the speakers with my father.
I thought it was pretty funny that it was a right-wing speaker interviewing challenging
a
Republican.
Right, but David Frum isn't like a super dyed-in-the-wool Republican. He's pretty moderate as Republicans go.
Speechwriter for Bush. Yeah.
The resolution was, be it resolved, that the future of the West is socialism and not liberal democracy.
Oh, that was the
Or not socialism, populism. Not liberal.
Well, that's a different...
Way different, yeah.
I was a lot more excited about the first Aubrey.
No.
The socialists are going to win? Oh, my God, that's what I was praying
for. Steve Bannon said it's either going to be a conservative populism or a socialist populism. It's one or the other.
Okay.
That's the future. Mm-hmm. And he did not do a very good job of convincing us.
But he was it so was ironic that so I watched it all on TV.
Oh, right? Did you? Okay.
Yes, of course. This is the beauty of it. You can actually see the damn thing.
Yeah.
Watch it live. And he held himself quite well. Like, he's very comfortable in this role. This is
right, but he was laughed and mocked the entire...
I have never seen my dad heckle
the other side so much. As that he was yelling stuff the whole time at him, and he'd say something, and Dad'd be like, you know, we're not stupid up here, and it was quite entertaining.
You weren't embarrassed at all, like,
no.
Dad read a hockey.
No, game, I want him to talk to you. See, fucking Bannon. That guy's a garbage. That guy is the worst.
Yeah,
like it's a shame that he's a figure in history now, but he is. He's significant. And you got to understand how your enemy talks. That's what I was saying to the people screaming at me in line on my way in.
Well,
you got to know how your enemy talks in order to understand what to look out for.
We had that discussion beforehand. This is outrageous that people would think of banning it. Like, and my take on that is the left is deliberately fucking itself. Like, this is stupid. How could you be banning free speech? Let the guy speak and expose him for what he's saying.
Right.
So who is actually manipulating you? And I thought it was a right-wing conspiracy to infiltrate the left to say, okay,
I don't think so. I think there's enough crazy people on the left.
But it would work. Yeah, I mean, then they have to be real loons to realize, hey, do you guys really want to change society, or do you just want a bloody revolution?
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, and then you're saying capitalism has to change greatly, and I think you could be right.
It's broken already.
But capitalism, it's gone to extremes in some cases. Capitalism is still a fine system, and there is no system out there that has been proposed thus far that is a better driver of innovation.
Quoting Churchill. Yeah, that's it. But the thing is...
No, Churchill was talking about democracy.
Yes.
I know what you're saying, but...
The thing is, when you walk into Shoppers Drug Mart, you do not need to choose from 20 kinds of toothpaste. Just make a good toothpaste that's actually going to help my...
Yeah, scientists get in there and find out...
No, that's an example.
Shit. That's an example.
You need
competition.
But not 30. Not all these things.
Well, that's just what the market will bear.
The market will bear. That's the problem here. Now, but this whole thing, I'm reading Huxley now, biography of him writing in the 20s and 30s, and his alarm at how people were being manipulated into becoming brain dead and so on. And just, wow, this guy saw this 70, 80 years ago. And we are zombies. The consumer, the fuss about the latest phone you get. Wow.
Phone.
Yes, I know. We saw that. That's what led to this wonderful photo that we have for this episode. I want to make that our permanent photo. I mean, I really like that
one. Yeah? You like that one with me in the background?
Yeah. And looking a little, sad face. Like, you're trying to understand what I'm saying, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
But it represents the humor we have on this show, too. Like, it's my joke. The thing is, you do a pretty good job as a whipping boy, you know, because you don't...
Okay, you know when you're hanging out with a listener, not you, I'm talking to listeners now, when you're hanging out with an older person and they say something, you're like, that's not quite right, but you let them get away with it. That's what this whole show is.
That sounded so phony and so, I mean, you know.
This for real?
This is my part to the listeners. No, that was pretty bad. Your acting skills, I'm surprised. I thought you would have been a better actor. Your acting skills are terrible.
I'm 100% Brent.
100% Brent.
Yeah, which is stealing another podcaster's brand, but yeah, I'm that.
Yeah.
I'm all Brent all the time, which is, you know, phoning it in, sometimes being a little phony.
Now, I give hats off to Candace.
She did a great job.
She did a great job, and she did it with humor. And the thing is, to be put on a platform with you and other Jason, oh my God, people just did not get Tommy at all. You say, well, I like these. Well, listen, Jason, well, I like these songs, but not these songs. I mean, I'll fall. I'll see it. I mean, I know he listens.
I respected Tommy for its place in history as the first rock opera, and I enjoy rock operas. I've heard many,
I think,
and I enjoyed the Broadway performance of Tommy. I listened to that a lot as a kid.
Here's what I didn't hear at all.
Okay.
Holy fuck. Here's some very young guys in their 20s, hammered out on drugs. They're rock band. They're guitarists. They're musicians. They decide they're going to create an opera. And they put and they tell this story, and it's a story that sure gets you. All the parts that you were seeing were creepy. Uncle Ernie and I'm a schoolyard bully. Holy fuck, those are powerful images. Like, they nailed this.
Okay.
And all I'm hearing is this conservative voice from both of you just, oh, that's creepy. Oh, that's not nice. Well, yeah, life is full of shit like this.
Okay.
That's otherwise, an opera is always a tragedy.
And I will tell you,
it's tragic.
I didn't put myself... Similar to how you talk, we're talking about cats earlier off mic. I didn't put myself in the headspace of who were when they made that album.
That's a starting point. Yeah, so what kind of a cheap? You don't deserve to be on a show like that. You know,
okay.
Choose another. You could redeem yourself by going through the list.
I have to pick some shitty album from when I was a teenager and what I know you were talking about.
Choose one that you actually care about.
Yeah, but the music I care about might not be in the 100 best.
Well, if it's not, then you don't do it. I'm just saying, go through the list and find this one that you actually...
I need to redeem myself.
And think about it and maybe do a little Google research, you know.
I did Tommy research. I read a whole bunch of analysis.
Now, see, now when I went to see the play in Toronto... And that made a huge difference, too. Like, I've seen the movie, which is crazy. I mean, you've seen the play.
I haven't seen the play, but I've heard the soundtrack many times because my parents had it.
Yes.
So I knew the story better from that soundtrack than the actual thing.
You might have gone there, and when I was a kid, I heard this song. This is what I remember. Like, it just background music?
Music. I don't have a lot of, like...
Feelings.
You don't have memories. Are like I was here when I heard this song.
That's as far
this
as your memories go. Is that what it means? Is that what it means to have a brain, like to be smart?
Well,
I'm extra smart.
I don't think so.
But there's no room for feelings.
What, are you describing a robot?
Exactly. The thing that was on your shoulder. The thing that you were calling to help you. You know, come, my friend. This Iron Man, you know.
Right. No, it was just a silly thing. I'd put other silly pictures that had from my phone.
No, it was a fun thing.
It was fun. Iron Man is a thing that people like, and it made me look cool. And
well, it created something.
I got to brag about
this. This was like being back in high school, and you're bored listening to the teacher, so you want to start some kind of a game, you know, to throw spitballs or something, or you know.
You were that kid, weren't you?
Oh, I was that kid. I tied friends' books to the blind cord on the third floor, so when they reach for the blind cord to get their books back, they're gonna fall. They're down. You gotta go outside to get those.
What's a blind cord?
Oh, Venetian blinds.
Oh, I see. You tie their books
to the blind cord,
and then they pull it and they pull down the blinds.
The idea is throw their books out the window, make them go get them.
Oh, I see.
And this would be to a friend too, not somebody I didn't like. This is to a friend. I'm bored. I'm gonna stir some shit up here.
I had
one teacher, my grade 10 teacher, Bonnie Bryant. We called them tart stockings because she was young, blonde,
tart,
a little
stockings?
Bit chubby, but she'd wear these diamond, like black stockings
dude,
with diamonds on.
Tart
them, you know?
Stockings?
Well, that's what we call them.
I know.
We were high school kids. Your biology teacher comes in wearing these nylons with designs on them, you know, black triangles and things. And we're all fine. Holy fuck.
Yeah, well, you're staring at her legs already.
That's staring at her legs. Yeah. No, I mean, that's all we're thinking
about. Okay, I get it, yeah.
And her line was, Ken, get out. Like, I'm just, bam, I'd be thrown out. I picked up a microscope by the eyepiece instead of holding it at the base. And, of course, it falls on the floor. She thought I did that deliberately. It fell. And
great
she knew I was a
scientist, Dave Brodbeck, feel about
out.
That.
Don't be in my class. Oh, David Brodbeck wouldn't have had any respect for me at all. Like, I could never claw my way back up the ladder to even, you know, get in his books as well. Ken's all right. He's taller. He knows he couldn't do anything with me anyway.
Right.
Fix
okay.
things.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You know.
But anyway, the thing is, Bonnie Bryant, still remember, we all remembered her.
Really? Still? There's still some teachers that I remember their names of, but not
Miss Roland, grade 6. Whoa, boy. and you're just starting thinking about what memories are all about, you know. Holy fuck. We referred to them, there was some up in the mountains north of Montreal, where Saint Gervais and everything is. Beautiful little round ski hills, you know, and that's what you're thinking about. You can see the ski hills and you'd be thinking of Miss Rowland's tits.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, we can change topic if you're not comfortable.
No, let's talk more about your teacher's peaks in skiing.
Yeah. No, we had some, we were mean and cruel, and I'm, part of it was boredom, part of it was, and part of it was survival, and part of it is, if you're a real smart ass, the bad guys don't pick, they give you some respect.
Okay.
You're like a little, maybe like a...
Right, it's a protect...
Like a Jewish comedian, yeah. The mafia's not going to beat
right.
you up.
No, it's a defensive mechanism.
It's a defensive mechanism.
Right, and
I'm not smart, I'm not an athlete, I'm not a tough guy, I have to be a clown, it's my only hope of survival.
Yeah, a class clown was...
And I was an asshole.
That's definitely your role.
And it wasn't until... First year of university, walking home in the dark, coming back down, thinking back to who I was. What an asshole you were. What a jerk you were. You know? You can't be that person anymore. I think I was at university and realized there's no audience for a clown in university. Hey, we're here.
No audience for a clown?
Well, not really. Not in the sense. Nobody in the class. No, maybe outside. But nobody wants you to disturb, bug the teacher. You know, you don't bug the teacher. That sense of humor is gone.
I guess not bugging. There were clowns when I was in. That must have been a culture difference between when I was in university and you were, because people.
Ooh, a gappage, you mean?
A gappage. People put up with class clowns. There were several in all of my classes.
So give me an example.
It was never
of a
me.
Class clown.
Oh, interrupting the teacher to make a dumb joke about something they said, or pretending to not understand something. Or,
see, we did that in high school. Exactly that, but I wouldn't have done that in university. See, I'm saying I matured around that point. You're saying you're a little bit behind.
Yeah. Our generation is less matured.
No, it all makes sense.
Which is like I'm in my mid 30s, and you see how mature I am now. I'm still a ways away of where I should be. Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So that's
five years minimum.
I'm 31 right now.
Yeah, so 36 early, you'll start to mature. And your girlfriend there is nodding her head, yeah? That's about right.
Okay, alright, well...
Alright, I think we should take a break now. I think we've done a very good job.
I think this has been a real good one.
I think it's been an excellent episode. And this is only, we're only halfway done. We could put out a two-parter, you know.
We could do a two-parter.
This is a whole episode. This is 42 minutes. This is a whole episode.
Oh, is that? I thought so. I thought it was that long, yeah.
Damn good. One of our best. And I said that. I said, we have to make one of our best. We've got to live up to this picture that I like so much, right?
Oh, I see. That's why we had to do well, is because of the picture you made.
Give you a tip. I told you.
That I don't like.
This is a great picture. We got to live up to it, and we did.
Okay. Well, we did. I think
you did your part. You did your part.
All right. I was here.
I let you run wild a little bit.
Was in the background of it. Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have we'll have fun tonight.
We got something to look forward to. Holy fuck, eh?
Yeah, we're gonna be the weirdos at the party.
We're gonna be the weirdos at the party. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. What else is new?
We shouldn't pick a fight or anything.
Those are union people that would break us in half.
Yeah. You don't want to embarrass.
Don't start any class wars, Ken.
Don't want to embarrass Anthony.
Right.
All right.
Right. Well, you should repeat that mantra in your head all night.
That may show up on the next podcast.
All right.
How it went down.
All right. Thanks, everyone. That's Gappage.
Yep, that was Gappage. Hope you enjoyed it. Better, you fuckers. Eh?
Damn right.
Mm-hmm.